Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM. It is time for Town Talk. Today we're speaking with Katie and Ogilvy Pinter of the Lady Dunn Health Center. She's the CEO there. So first of all, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with me.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you for having me.
I know you're very busy over there. I'd like to commend you and every one of the staff, especially at this very tense, rough time, but let's jump right into some of the big questions with, is the emergency department still open at this time?
So yes, Daniel, the ER continues to be open and it's available for residents who believe that they require emergency care.
So are there any restrictions for people to go there, or is it very similar to normal?
Yeah, so it's very similar to normal. If you believe you need emergency care, when you enter the facility, everyone can expect to be screened. And all that we ask is that when you're accessing care in the ER, that you bring a limited amount of support system folks with you. So 1 to 2 individuals to maintain that low volume in the hospital.
If somebody suspects that they may have this virus, COVID-19, should they go to the hospital, or is there something else that they should do instead?
So if you're experiencing symptoms, so fever, cough, difficulty breathing, and you feel that you may have the 2019 novel coronavirus, we would ask that you either go to the Ministry of Health website and take the self-assessment. You can also call telehealth, or you can call Algoma Public Health. They'll give you further directions on how to proceed. And if you go to our website at www.ldhc.com, you will be able to find the links and also the contact details for those agencies.
Now, if somebody feels it is an emergency, such as a serious health problem stemming from these symptoms, in that case, it would be a good idea to contact 911?
Yes, we would encourage you to do that. If you have the opportunity to also give the hospital a call before, that would be good as well, because then we can prepare for the person's entry, but we will also be alerted through the 911 system as well.
We've covered the emergency department. I know you've also had to make some other changes. What is the status for the diagnostic imaging, the laboratory services?
Both departments, they remain open. However, we are reserving the services there for emergency and urgent care needs. Now, we know that there may be some patients that already have requisitions. So if you do have a requisition, you're not sure if your care or the tests that you need are urgent, contact your primary care provider and they'll be able to provide you with more instructions. For us, by being able to ramp down the services, we're trying to do that very carefully, keeping in mind that we still need to be available for our residents. But it allows us to support the health center by being able to organize ourselves and to become more prepared.
When we were discussing the emergency department, you asked that people limit the support that they bring with them in terms of people. How are visitors restricted at this time? Who can visit?
First of all, we ask that if you're feeling unwell, and apart from accessing the emergency department, don't come to the facility. We also do have in place restrictions for acute care and long-term care. We've received directives from the ministry, and we are not allowing visitors at this time. The only folks that would be able to visit are for residents, patients that are critically ill or at end of life. We will allow 1 to 2 visitors to support those clients.
What other measures are in place for screening people who do come to the hospital?
Yeah, so we've worked quite hard to make sure that we have the appropriate screening tools in place. As you can imagine, things have changed on a daily basis. So again, everyone can expect that when they come, they will be screened. For those who are visiting and may screen positive, you can expect to be asked to return when you're well or at a later date. For those who are accessing care and screen positive, we have a few internal processes that have been put in place that are keeping infection control and occupational health in mind to further assess that client before proceeding with whatever the reason is that they presented.
Is there anything else that people should know about service at the Lady Dunn Health Center at this time?
Yeah, so I think while we're ramping down service, we're hoping to, by doing that, slow the volume of residents that will come into the facility. So in turn, lowering that spread of infection. But also, we're doing that to be able to organize ourselves and to be as best prepared for the best possible COVID response. While we, for some of our community programs, so the North Algoma Diabetes Education Program, the North Algoma Counseling Services, our RAM Clinic, while we are ramping down, those services are still available. We're using different modes of delivery, either virtually or by phone. So just wanted to assure the residents as well that they're available in different forms. I think at this time, it's really important, again, that we are all thinking about our personal preparedness. So keeping in mind proper hand washing, when to use soap and water, hand sanitizer, avoid touching our eyes, our nose, our mouth, how to best proper cover when we're coughing and sneezing, and to also self-monitor for the symptoms of COVID. We are also encouraging everyone that if you've traveled internationally, please self-isolate for up to 14 days. We really need to be impactful on lowering that spread of COVID and also maintaining social distancing to help limit the spread of this novel coronavirus. Also, again, we just want to thank the community for being responsive to our signs, the releases that we've put out on our services and the overall corporation. We want to thank all the businesses that we see around town putting in place supportive measures and are responsive to the different emergency orders that have been put out. And also as well to our physicians and staff who are working and just ramping up the work that's required so that we can continue to monitor and prepare to have the best possible COVID response.
Thank you once again for talking with me.
Thank you for having me.
Once again, that is Katie Enugu, the Pinter of the Lady Dunn Health Center, the CEO there. This has been another edition of Town Talker at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.